You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got $1,000. My hands on the bag as we speak.
Hey.
Some folks qualified for that money.
It's your last day.
Is it?
Today.
We giving this money away tomorrow?
Yes, we are.
Wow. Get that fly out of here, brain.
It's all over the place.
We're going to talk about the vice presidential debate soon. How that fly make it all the way here from Utah?
I don't know, fam, but he's aggressive.
Did you see the video Donald Trump released claiming that the experimental drug treatment that he received was a blessing in disguise?
Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We're the greatest country in the world. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and they're all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much. But on the vaccines, we have many companies that are in final stages for the vaccines, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna.
See, that right there is dangerous to me, because people gonna believe that, and it's not true.
There's going to be some more time that's necessary for this to be approved by the FDA.
Right.
He alluded almost like he intentionally got coronavirus so that he could lead the country better, which is absurd.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Fam, he had on NW43 from MAC. In this video.
What is that?
That's the foundation color I use.
You talking about his tan?
That wasn't no tan, fam.
No. I mean, yeah. No, well, okay.
He had on NW43. I'll say maybe 40.
Oh, Lord.
You didn't notice how chocolatey he was looking in that video?
Nah,
I was like, this.
Nah, he was very.
This dude got on Mac.
He was very orange.
No, he was not. This dude had on Mac, fam. I know Mac when I see Mac.
Oh, man.
You know how long I've been wearing? I know Mac when I see it. If it wasn't Mac, it was Fenty. Yes. Yes. I said, where he get all this brown skin from? You got coronavirus and now you chocolatey.
Oh,
how that happen, Sway?
That's y'all favorite president. In his words, your illustrious leader. Uh-oh, look at it. She feeling it.
Yeah.
Sing it for Trump. Come on.
Nah, fam.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the mid-80s. Sunshine, very warm. Right now, you're clear 64. Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Congratulations are in order for one-third of Destiny's Child. Talking about Kelly Rowland. She announced that she and her husband, Tim Weatherspoon, are expecting their second child.
Congratulations. She looks stunning.
She's beautiful. That mommy glow is definitely present. She actually is on the cover of Women's Health magazine, and you can see the little baby bump out there.
Not my dad!
She said that she's been having some pregnancy cravings, and they're chocolate and peanut butter. In the hood, we call it Reese's.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Chance the Rapper, Demi Lovato, Chloe Toms Halley, St. John, I don't know them, will all perform at the Pepsi Unmute Your Voice concert presented by Rock the Vote. Concert's going to stream tonight and tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on Triller. You know what Triller is? What's that?
I think it's an app similar to TikTok.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you can look at it on your Trello.
I know you can sing songs on it and stuff.
A word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what's up. Lenny Kravitz is confirming that Bill Cosby did indeed fire his baby mama, Lisa Bonet, from A Different World because she got pregnant.
Yeah, I remember all the rumors were swirling. I've read about this. He wasn't too happy about her being pregnant, but he didn't want Denise Huxtable to be pregnant.
Well, definitely not. She was in college, but I mean...
But that's a part probably, of
real life. Yeah, it is, because, you know... When I went on the campus of Johnson C. Smith University, it was 10 of us in a group. We used to go everywhere together. And then one by one, they started falling off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we started meeting, you know, dudes, people started getting pregnant.
Yeah, that wasn't no freshman 15.
Nah, that was, you know, pregnancy.
You know, I think about the butterfly effect. Where could this have gone to? What storylines could they have drawn up with A Different World? But if you notice, after the first season of A Different World, they totally switched everything up.
I think it got better without her being there.
It did. That first
season. She wasn't the strongest of leads.
Nah.
And Whitley came in and took that show over.
She did. Yep. Facts. All facts. It got, you're right, it got way better because that first season was kind of.
It was mad boring. Yeah. She couldn't get the grades. And it was just the same little.
Right, yeah.
You know, Dwayne Wade was corny. He was all in love with her.
Yeah.
He got flyer after she left. Yeah.
But it worked out, you know, because they got little Olivia in, even though on screen that wasn't her daughter. It was the boyfriend's daughter.
The husband.
Yeah. Well, later.
That whole storyline was... Anywho, Lori Harvey, they say she back out there on the singles track.
Of course she is.
She was seen hanging out with Akon's brother, Boo Thayum. He's a music executive and currently manages Kanye West.
Yeah. Well, you know, she don't aim low. So, she's toxic.
As I was reading this, I was wondering, like, what does she do? No, I'm not even trying to be funny.
People got to do stuff, Shay?
Yes.
What does Kim Kardashian do?
She's got businesses. She does. What does she do? She's very young, 21, 22. And what do you do from day to day? You've got to have something of your own. It can't just be, I hang with celebrities. It has to be something.
Yeah, Shay, I don't know if the younger folks necessarily
agree
with that.
And I don't understand how Steve Harvey would allow that. He's like one of the hardest working men in show business.
Is that his stepdaughter or real
daughter? Yeah, that's his daughter from his wife.
Yeah. He probably ain't got much to say about
He allowed her to take that last name. So he should have some sort of influence on her. And I'm not saying this, you know, to be funny or nothing. Seriously, you've got to have something on your own. If not, you'll be subject to take whatever treatment you're giving if you're relying on someone else for your livelihood.
Can't argue with that.
Why she ain't in school?
School?
She's school age.
I'm not saying she's not capable, but let's be real, Shay. Her last name is Harvey. Everybody knows who her father is. She's living that.
His other two kids went to college. Them twins.
She ain't them.
He got twin daughters. They went to school.
Are they his daughters?
Yeah.
That's a different story. Different story. And I agree with you. We here. Okay, but I'm just trying to look at it from another perspective. Your last name Harvey, your stepfather's name is Steve, so you got all the green lights you want in LA or wherever you're gonna be at. So a lot of these young people don't believe in the old school work ethic. They don't believe in having a regular 9-to-5. Some of them don't. When you got access to what she has access to.
I remember I used to think similar to that, and I had a friend of mine who, through an accident, was put into a wheelchair.
I remember.
And so all of the guys who were all over her, they all went missing. You just don't know where your life is going to take you. And one day, what you used to think was your highest beauty, your highest strength, your highest attribute may not be there for you anymore. And then what are you going to do?
Facts.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's
What's up with it,
with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
My house is getting remodeled, so I have to go to the laundromat. I went in the laundromat and was sitting there, and the lady came out with the laundry basket and just let it roll into my Ford Expedition 2018 and scratched it up. But when I go to talk to her, she's cussing me out and told me get out of her face. Ain't nothing I can do.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm mad.
You don't got no daughters that's young and out there.
Nah, I was going to get it. I was going to get it. We're talking about a $50,000 car.
Uh-oh.
Getting smart and told her son ain't nothing I can do. Girl, you don't know me.
Well, obviously, you've done a good job keeping your composure because you're not in jail.
I got to stay calm because I got to take care of my husband.
That's right. Vaya con Dios. Go with God.
Yeah, I got to take care of him because he's disabled.
All right, well, thank you for calling. Have a good one.
You too. Y'all have a good one. Yeah.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, Max Sauce. What's happening? It is 651. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Sunshine, very warm. Right now, you're clear 63 in Roland Park.
All night. Last night, my email was bunking. Shouts out to the Northeast Vikings signing up to come help us clean up on Saturday on 18th of Paseo. You know, Brian and I adopted a street last year. And they're coming to help us maintain it.
Love my alma mater. Shout out to Dr. Powell for making it happen. Oh, yeah. It's going down this Saturday.
I bet. COVID-19 has changed our everyday lives, Brian. I'm matching my mask with my outfits. I never thought I'd do that.
Really?
I haven't hugged anyone in a month of Sundays. And if that's not enough, the holidays will also be affected.
Oh, boy. I was thinking about that earlier last week.
The supermarkets are saying that they're going to be buying smaller turkeys for Thanksgiving because folks are going to be doing smaller gatherings. They're not going to be, you know, bring your cousin's cousin removed.
Mm-hmm. Y'all throw out half the turkey anyway.
Who?
A lot of people, they don't be eating leftovers.
You making sandwiches, you make soup with that. Man. No, nobody don't throw out no good bird.
Soup?
Yes.
Really?
Turkey that, soup.
That's an intriguing prospect.
Ain't nobody throwing out that good bird. Let's think about Christmas. You just posted a pic of your brother and you sitting on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
It's a kibosh on that.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
No more sitting on Santa's lap.
Oh, no.
If the Santa is in a state where the mask mandate is going down, they got to wear the mask over their beard. They also said that they're going to be putting up a plexiglass partition between Santa and your child.
Not the Corona Christmas. No, no. Listen, all right. All jokes aside, we got to do what we got to do. Okay, coronavirus don't stop for Santa Claus. It don't stop for turkeys. It don't stop for nothing, obviously. So we got to do what we got to do this year.
I would totally agree. Yeah. You know, it's a tradition that we enjoy here in Kansas City and all throughout the U.S.
people gonna be getting together. It might be a little mess this year. Please be safe, wear your mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands, all right?
The holidays are about love and sharing memories anyway, right?
Oh, you're gonna get some memories this year. It's gonna be really different from any other Christmas we've experienced.
For sure.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Breaking news, Brian. Mm-hmm. The second presidential debate between Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will now take place virtually. Mm. Amid, of course, Trump's diagnosis of COVID-19. Mm. A lot of folks are concerned about that. The next debate is set for October 15th. Will he be negative by then? No one knows.
Right. Right.
I think this is a smart move.
I agree. They need to have the plexiglass like they had last night.
Well, it's going to be virtual, so they won't
be
in
the same.
Oh,
yeah, the virtual. My bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So last night, Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic nominee Senator Kamala Harris faced off in Salt Lake City in the only vice presidential debate we'll be able to witness. Mm-hmm. Some folks thought it was dull and boring. Not me. I enjoyed it.
Which part?
The whole thing.
I had a chance to just look at it. I couldn't listen because I was doing other work. But it looked like they weren't rude to each other. It looked like they were very matter of fact in their statements. Totally different from what we saw last week.
This meme sums it up. Good luck to Pence debating black women is not something you can begin doing late in life.
Nope.
That's a technique you have to start learning from childhood.
And when I was watching the debate, I was seeing some of the faces that Kamala was making. I mean, it was very reminiscent of my childhood.
What? Is that Mike Pence's fly? How did you get all the way to Kansas City this early in the morning? You must have flown all night, Mr. Fly.
Fly stole the show.
Fam, he was talking about, you just killed it?
Yeah, I did.
Child, you were talking about racial injustice and that thing sat right there on that head.
Yeah, we couldn't pay attention to nothing else. I still see that too. That was crazy.
So they began the debate with the first topic, which was about the handling of the coronavirus.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. They knew and they covered it up. The president said it was a hoax. They minimized the seriousness of it.
And Pence responded.
From the very first day, President Donald Trump has put the health of America first. Before, there were more than 5 cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China. President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done, and that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world.
There were many times he was asked a direct question and he literally just pivoted to something else. That was another takeaway from this. He's very adept at being able to stand straight-faced with no emotion and just go into something else as if that's what you ask. That's a skill.
The deflect.
A lot of the moderators talked about his background in radio and how that kind of prepared him to be poised, if you will, on the fly.
Yeah, you could tell. I like that. Oh, man.
What did you think about the vice presidential debate between Vice President Pence and the fly? No. And Senator Kamala Harris.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
11:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're clear at 64 on the plaza. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends.
It's a lot of them.
rapper CL Smooth from Pete Rock, and CL Smooth is 52. This is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Gotta love it.
Producer and member of Gaia Blackstreet, Teddy Riley, is 53.
Oh, my dog!
Hey!
Good me.
Gospel singer CeCe Winans is 56. Uh-huh. Robert Cool Bell, bassist of Kool and the Gang, is 70. Yup. Acting rapper Nick Cannon is 40. Oh, wow. He's the big 4-0 today.
Yeah, he's 40.
And rapper G Herbo, he's 25 in these streets.
I ain't got him ready.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Political activist Jesse Jackson is 79.
Keep hope alive.
Karen Parsons. She played
Hillary.
Hillary on Fresh Prince. She's 54. Has she ever been in anything else since then?
She was in Major Pain.
Friend.
she was. She was a love interest.
And R&B singer Bruno Mars is 35.
And happy birthday to my big brother John. I love you. I thank you. And everybody else born on October 8th.
How old is John?
45.
Go ahead, sir.
They said he wasn't supposed to make it at 88. 32 years later, he's here after cancer. I love you, dog.
Won't God do it?
Yes, he will.
Scarface took to social media yesterday, Brian, to reveal that he's in need of a kidney.
Oh, no.
The rap legend was diagnosed with COVID back in the summertime and revealed to fans that he suffered kidney failure as a result.
Hey, this thing is real, y'all.
They call these people long haulers, where there's issues that come up later, months and months and months, with other organs after you've been exposed to COVID. So some people do recover.
Right.
But it's lifelong issues after that.
Yeah, they're seeing stuff on your lungs and all type of other stuff, man. Take care of yourself. And we gotta make sure Scarface is taken care of. He's one of our jewels.
Do we have a little bit of the interview with him? No. Okay.
My bad.
Travis Scott is offering to pay the tuition for 5 HBCU students.
Gotta love it. The HBCUs, they've been winning this year with the awareness, with a lot of the top college athletes now going to HBCUs. Gotta love it, man.
This all started when a fan reached out to Travis and asked if he could buy him some new Apple AirPods because he lost his.
Hmm. And it turned into a scholarship.
And so he said, you know, I'll send you some. And then folks started flooding him with money requests. And that's when he tweeted, I know school just started and I want to take care of 5 kids' tuition for their first semester of school. Why not? My mom went to Grambling and my dad went to PV.
Really? I would have never guessed it with him. Because Travis Scott, he has like a different personality. That's good to know, man. I love that.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First and only matchup between Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic nominee Senator Kamala Harris took place last night. Saw a lot of Felicia Rashad when she was going off on Elvin on that one episode.
Or, when he was like, well, you don't serve your husband?
Right.
Oh, man. You don't want big fun Claire Huxtable either. You don't want that one.
With the wretched. There's a little neck rolling happening.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't hide it, huh?
And a little spiciness in spaces, but it was definitely a contrast from the debate between Donald Trump and the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
You know, at least we were able to understand what each of the candidates were saying, even though there was some interruptions on behalf of both of them.
Yeah, that's naturally going to happen. That happens at all the debates.
So as they discussed the economy and healthcare, let's take a listen.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to raise taxes. They want to bury our economy under a $2 trillion Green New Deal, which you were one of the original co-sponsors of in the United States Senate. They want to abolish fossil fuels and ban fracking, which would cost hundreds of thousands of American jobs all across the heartland.
You have Donald Trump, who's in court right now, trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, which means that you will lose protections if you have pre-existing conditions. If you have a pre-existing condition, heart disease, diabetes, breast cancer, they're coming for you. If you love someone who has a pre-existing condition,
they're coming for you.
Yeah, the moderator said thank you a lot last night.
Off the little clip that I got, she wasn't playing. Like, she really, like, to me, the part that I saw, she kind of put her foot down. Like,
she didn't have it under control.
We have a certain amount of time for you and the vice president.
That was one time she didn't have it under control.
Okay.
Not at all. What did you think of last night's debate?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I liked how Harris just told him she was speaking and let her finish speaking. Oh yeah, she was good.
What woman hasn't experienced a man interrupting her and not allowing her to get her thought all the way out?
I have never seen one.
You ain't never had a man interrupt you?
Oh, heck yes, I have, but I've never seen a woman that's had that not happen.
Right.
Here y'all go. Thank you, Miss Sherry, for calling up. Have a good one. I ain't going to interrupt you.
Have a good one, Brian.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Going to be talking to Kevin Holmes, the evening anchor on Channel 41.
That's my dog.
In a couple of minutes. They've got a new policy that they're instituting at the television station and changing the way that they report stories so that it's more equitable for everyone in Kansas City. I'm excited to find out what that is.
Gotta love that.
Last night's debate. I tell you, the appearance of an unwelcome guest got the internet talking, B. Mm. What do you think that fly was thinking as he landed on Vice President Pence's head?
He was looking for a buzz.
Oh. Where's the rim shot? Nah, that one.
Get up out of here.
You just killed it.
I did, yeah. I had to get up out of there.
Don't let the Peter people come for you. You know what I mean with that? There we go. There go my rim shot.
What do you think the fly said? What do you think it was thinking?
Let me see if I can find a fly voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
You a people, Jesus. Got the block on fire. And he, till the moment you is by, you know what it is. Make nothing out of something. You handle your business.
You a fool
be
for that.
And suffering.
Don't make me pull that up.
That's what I would be saying.
Oh, man.
As the debate went on, they covered a topic that's on the minds of a lot of folks as the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg opened up a spot on the Supreme Court.
We're literally in an election. Over 4 million people have voted. People are in the process of voting right now. And so Joe has been very clear, as the American people are, let the American people fill that seat in the White House. And then we'll fill that seat on the United States Supreme Court.
And of course, Pence rebuttal.
Are you and Joe Biden going to pack the court if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed? Your party is actually openly advocating adding seats to the Supreme Court, which has had 9 seats for 150 years, if you don't get your way. This is a classic case of if you can't win by the rules, you're going to change the rules.
It was a very introspective question that ended the debate, Brian, from an eighth grader, that is, who submitted a question to them. And I don't think we have a part of that, but it really opened up our eyes about this red versus blue that's happening in this country. I think it's been more partisan than I've ever experienced in my lifetime, and it's sad. I saw someone post on social media, you know, it's because of these blue states, it's because of these red states. And we have to recognize that there are no such things as blue states and red states. Not in my opinion. There are states with people who have different political affiliations, and then there are people who have no political affiliation.
Yeah, well, you and I discussed this in the past, and the bottom line is we're for what's right. I don't care what color, what side of the spectrum you're on. what is the right decision for everybody or for mankind? You know,
that's what I'm thinking about. What's right and what's wrong? What did you think of last night's debate?
Hey, I think it went good for my vice president. I do, for real. I think it went good.
Who, Pence? You talking about Pence?
Yeah. I think Pence did a good job yesterday.
Okay.
10 months ago, they had Joe Biden, they had Kamala Harris, and they had what's the other nominee was, all on the same platform, and Carmelo basically called Joe Biden a racist right there on the platform. But now they're buddy-buddy with each other. This was 10 months ago.
Well, people get traded from teams all the time. Hold on, let me finish. Just let me finish what I'm saying.
Hold on, Trump, let her finish.
Okay, come on.
People get traded from teams all the time. If you are in an adversarial position, you have to do what you have to do to get your point across. And then when you're on the same team, you get on the same ticket. It happens every day in every area of life.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can I talk now? Okay. Now, Brian Buchanan was saying that he saw Kamala's facial expression. She was lying the whole time.
What did she lie about?
She was lying about everything.
No, name one thing.
Biden not being a racist. Biden is a big-ass racist compared to Trump.
We appreciate you calling up this morning, dog. Have a good one.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, a tweet from Channel 41's anchor Kevin Holmes says that their television station is going to be making a new change that may be important to some folks that are listening this morning.
Kevin, what's going on, dog?
Hey, what's happening, B? What's going on, Shay? I think it's one of many that's coming down the pipeline at 41. We're kind of questioning what we can do to try and eliminate some of these biases that we have as people and as journalists, both natural, implicit, unimplicit biases. We're trying to figure a way to make things more equitable, things more fair, and things more non-biased. In this particular one, we're talking about mugshots. They're what I like to call low-hanging fruit. They're just easily accessible. So for years and years and years, news stations have just been grabbing them, and we've just been putting them on television. But we don't think about the lasting impact they have. Recent example I'll give you, and I'm not sure if there was a mugshot, but I'm sure TV stations were looking for mugshots because when Breonna Taylor happened, before we knew what happened, Breonna Taylor and her boyfriend were labeled as suspects. So from my experience, the natural instinct of the TV station is to request the mugshot of those suspects. But as things unfolded and the way things come out, you know that that's not always the fact. In fact, I just tweeted a short while ago an article from some years back from a TV station in Iowa. The same TV station, the same crime, the same news day, and it'll happen within an hour of each other. And they had suspects who were accused of burglary, and there were four black men that were all in their mugshots. They also had three University of Iowa wrestlers who were also charged with the exact same crime in the exact same day. Instead of showing their suspects, these three white men, they showed their wrestling pictures. There are instances where locally and nationally you see police officers who are accused of crime, but instead of showing their mugshots, we show their police uniform. But if there's somebody who has what some people consider a checkered past, I'm not sure what help it lends to the story by putting their mugshot out there, especially if they haven't been convicted of said crime yet.
This is groundbreaking, literally, in my opinion, because I think it also does create a narrative in the minds of people who are watching television that somehow black people are associated with crime, and it helps with that narrative.
It has a disproportionate impact on lower income families, the impoverished, people who can't afford representation, and also communities of color. And it just really perpetuates those stereotypes, and those are things that we don't want to be a part of when it comes to that.
Kevin, do you think this would extend to the internet as well? Because a lot of times we see articles and they would do the exact same thing that you said that some stations would do on TV.
Oh, yes, definitely. And here at 41, this is for our website too, kshb.com, as well as all of our media platforms, man. Roku, the news itself, online. This is something that's going to transcend across the station.
Thank you, Kevin, so much for calling and telling us about this. This is absolutely groundbreaking. And we thank Channel 41 for being responsive to what's really happening in Kansas City and across the country. How can folks watch you on television?
Hey, you know, we're on. Our morning show is from 4:30 to 7 on 41 and 7 to 8 on 38th Spot. We have a midday show, 11 to noon, 4 p.m. broadcast. It's an hour. I'm on weeknights I'm on from 5 to 5:30, 6 to 7, and 10 to 10:35 at Channel 41. And, you know, you can always check out our stories if you have a streaming device, whether it's Hulu, Roku, whatever, and our website, KSHP.com.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you are partly sunny. And 65 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Child, the NFL is investigating the Tennessee Titans. So, we already know that they had a coronavirus outbreak on their team. Why were they meeting in secret to have practice after they shut down the facility because of coronavirus?
Man, Shay, they're in for some harsh penalties. They had to cancel or not cancel. They had to postpone a whole another game that affects another team. And what they're doing affects everybody in the NFL. So it was just they blatantly disregarded the protocols of COVID-19 in the NFL.
I heard that they're going to be exacting some sanctions on folks.
Oh, yeah.
And they said up to losing draft picks.
Yep. And maybe a forfeiture of games as well. So, yeah, they got, and they had another positive test this morning. Another one. So, yeah, they finna get the hammer put down on them.
You'll be happy to hear this. The L.A. Lakers will be wearing the Black Mamba uniforms in Game 5 of the NBA Finals, which happens on Friday.
Oh, yeah, the Heat might as well concede that game. Ain't no way in hell LeBron and the Lakers are losing tomorrow. So tomorrow, not only is it Red Friday, but it's going to be Black Friday, too.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me to wear my red.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing both. Lakers and Chiefs tomorrow. We got to win this championship. 17 of them. We've been waiting on this, Shay.
Have you been seeing the how we started and how we are now trend on Twitter?
Yes, I have.
Well, Quavo got in on the fun talking about his girlfriend, Saweetie.
She fine, too, boy.
So he went in her DMs by placing a snowflake emoji. Then she replied with a steaming bowl emoji. And that's how their relationship began.
At the time when they did it, the stir fry was out.
Yeah.
So, look, when you
see, this is why, like, I remember when I first got here, I wasn't in a relationship at the time. And I would be like, Brian, people send me these things in my inbox. And you'll be like, well, that's how people talk now.
Yes.
I'm like, what am I supposed to say back to an emoji?
You need some DM etiquette, okay? That's
well,
what you need.
Well, you know, I'm in a relationship now, so I don't need it.
Well, yeah, not now, but...
But I didn't understand what I'm supposed to say back to an emoji. Like,
you know, hey, how you doing? You know, something like that. Or send us.
She sent him back an emoji, and now they go together the long way, which is...
Nah, they traveling with each other, all of that.
I would have never got off the first step. Like, if somebody sends me an emoji, I don't know what else to say, but thank you. Oh, thank you.
If somebody sends you the eyes... Shay,
somebody what am I supposed to say back to that?
Be like, what's up? Or what you want?
Is that what that is?
Something. They trying to see what you talking about when they send the eyes. Yeah.
I don't understand that, son.
But you got to understand, though. Saweetie is like 25 or something. Quavo, he's still in his 20s. He's like 28. So,
what you trying to say about my age, son?
I'm saying you don't operate. Obviously, you don't get down like that. So, you ain't trying to get in none of that. A little small talk. Yeah, we gotta get you some.
I'm not
good
on small talk either.
No, not at all. No, you it's very quickly it can go left with you on that, Miss Literal.
Words mean things to me.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Andrea.
All right, Andrea. Do they ever call you Drea?
No, they call me Cookie.
Okay, no, I ain't Cookie. I'm Milk. What you got?
Now kick off the shoes. Lift up and hand down. This we here now, baby. I'm giving you a piece of me. You can have
a piece of my love. I'll be waiting for you. I can't sing. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, we can tell.
Ryan.
That's okay. I know.
He's a dream killer, girl. Don't pay him no mind.
It's all good. You ain't got a piece of love, but you might have a piece of pizza from Papa Murphy's with their tail baking tour, because you just got hooked up with that. Plus, entry into the grand prize drawing for your chance to get $1,000 of stimulus cash, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jam.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through October 8th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash from Hot 103 Jams.
Give me my money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.